Good morning. With WVIK News, I'm Benjamin Payne. A native of Ankeny, Iowa, and former University of Iowa football player Matt Whitaker has been chosen by President Trump to be acting U.S. Attorney General following the resignation of Jeff Sessions. Whitaker had been serving as Sessions' chief of staff. He was the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of Iowa between 2004 and 2009. That district includes Scott County, among 46 other counties throughout the state. Whitaker also ran unsuccessful campaigns for Iowa State Treasurer in 2002 and for U.S. Senate during the Republican primary in 2014. Now that he is the acting U.S. Attorney General, the Justice Department says Whitaker will supervise Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. More than half of registered voters in both Rock Island and Scott counties went to the polls for the midterm elections. In Scott County, 69,000 of the 127,000 registered voters cast ballots. That's nearly 55% compared to 48% 4 years ago. In Rock Island County, 51,000 people voted out of 100,000 who are registered. That's 51% compared to 48% in the 2014 midterm elections. 2 years ago, in the general election, voter turnout was 64% in Rock Island County and 68% in Scott County. A one-of-a-kind store in the Quad Cities is celebrating a milestone. 6 years after it opened, Habitat for Humanity's Health and Home Store in Davenport has reached $1 million in sales. Spokeswoman Alicia Gaiman says when the Habitat Restore first opened, a lot of people were trying to donate used medical items, such as wheelchairs and walkers, and a lot of people were trying to find them at affordable prices. So, the home and health store opened in 2012.
As health insurance is constantly changing and people's coverage change, we see the demands kind of spike in different areas. So perhaps, you know, we have a veteran whose VA benefits will cover either a wheelchair or a walker, but not both.
Gaiman says the most in-demand items at the store are hospital beds and power chairs.
My very first week working for Habitat, we had a family drive all the way from Omaha to pick up a power chair for a loved one that lived in the Omaha area. So, I mean, we get traffic from not just the Quad Cities, but really throughout the Midwest come and shop our store.
The store is unique because selling used medical products requires very careful sanitation and restoration, and there are very serious concerns about liability and insurance. And no other Habitat chapter that she knows of is willing to take those risks. She says donations are always welcome. The home and health store is open Wednesday through Saturday. With WVIK News, I'm Benjamin Payne.